This is Akashvani. The news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Nation is observing Constitution Day today. The government has announced year-long celebrations beginning today to commemorate the 75th year of the adoption of the Constitution of India. The year-long celebrations across the country will continue till the 26th of November 2025. On the occasion of Constitution Day, a grand event will be organized at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in Delhi, where President Draupadi Murmu will address members of both houses of Parliament. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will grace the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Constitution Day celebrations at Supreme Court this evening. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. The program is being organized by the Supreme Court of India. Prime Minister will also release the annual report of the Indian Judiciary 2023-24. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal, Chief Justice of India, Justice Sanjeev Khanna and others of the Apex Court will be present on the occasion. Supreme Court has directed the Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, to consider relaxing the restrictions on physical classes for schools, colleges and other educational institutions in Delhi NCR. These restrictions were imposed last week due to severe air pollution. A bench of justices Abhay S. Oka and Augustine George Masihi said that a large number of students do not have air purifiers at home and therefore there may not be a significant difference between children staying at home and those attending schools. The Apex Court ordered that a decision be taken by the CAQM in this regard by today. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has given its approval for the PAN 2.0 project of the Income Tax Department. The financial implications for the PAN 2.0 project will be 1,435 crore rupees. Briefing reporters after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw said that under it, the existing system will be completely upgraded and there will be unified portal. He informed that PAN 2.0 will have robust cyber security measures. Mr. Vaishnaw also clarified that the existing permanent account number will be the same. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved investment of 1,939 crore rupees for construction of Hio Hydroelectric Project, HEP, in Shiyomi district of Arunachal Pradesh. The estimated completion period for the project is 50 months. Briefing media after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw said the project, with an installed capacity of 240 megawatts, would produce 1,000 million units of energy. The power generated from the project will help improve the power supply position in the state of Arunachal Pradesh and will also help in balancing of the national grid. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved three projects of Ministry of Railways with total cost of around 7,927 crore rupees. These projects include 160 kilometer long Manmad Jalgaon 4th line, 131 km long Bhuswal Khandwa 3rd and 4th line, and 84 km long Prayagraj Manikpur 3rd line. The proposed multi-tracking projects will ease operations and reduce congestion, providing the much required infrastructural development on the busiest sections. On the anniversary of the cowardly terror attacks in Mumbai on 26 November 2008, President Draupadi Murmu paid homage to the brave hearts who lost their lives in these attacks. In a social media post, the president said that the nation is grateful and salutes its valiant security personnel who made the ultimate sacrifice while protecting countrymen. In US, President-elect Donald Trump has announced plans to impose sweeping tariffs on key US trading partners, pledging a 25% tariff on goods from Mexico and Canada and 10% tariff on Chinese imports. In a social media post yesterday, Trump stated that the measures set to be enacted via executive orders on January 20th target illegal drug smuggling, immigration issues and trade imbalances. And that is the end of this news bulletin.